With deep apologies to our listeners in Pittsburgh, we here in Boston are celebrating another thrilling Bruins win. They beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1 in double overtime last night to take a 3-game-to-none lead in the NHL Eastern Conference Finals. Did I mention a deep apology to our listeners in Pittsburgh and to the guy on the other side of the glass here, our board operator, Doug Shugart from Pittsburgh? Very sorry. The Chicago Blackhawks and Los Angeles Kings play game 4 of their Western Conference series tonight. The Blackhawks lead that series 2-1. Also tonight, the NBA Finals begin in Miami with the defending champion Heat hosting the San Antonio Spurs in game 1 of their best of 7 series. Tom Goldman is NPR's sports correspondent. Tom, you may have heard I've had a little surgery recently. I think the pain meds are still in effect because last night I thought I watched the Heat-Spurs game because it was some sort of rerun.
Yeah, you missed game 1. Heck of a game, Robin. It was really something.
But it's tonight, so let's just take a quick look because everyone expected the Miami Heat to be where they are. They have LeBron James. How are you feeling about the fact that they're up against the San Antonio Spurs?
I'm feeling great, just like all the people in San Antonio. I am not surprised. For much of the regular season, the Spurs were the best in the Western Conference, and they got lucky when Oklahoma City point guard Russell Westbrook was injured. He went out in the postseason. Had he not, we might very well be talking about a finals rematch from last year with Miami and OKC. But San Antonio has taken full advantage and played beautiful basketball in the playoffs up to now. Plus, you mentioned LeBron James. How about Tony Parker? You did mention LeBron James, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Everyone is.
Well, how about Tony Parker? He's had as big an impact this postseason. He's added a mid-range jump shot to his arsenal. He's already so quick on his drives. He's now among the great point guards in history who can single-handedly shred an opponent's defense with his multiple skills. Yes, I said history.
Well, you mentioned history, and today Dan Shanoff in USA Today says this could be the best NBA Finals since 1991. Of course, Michael Jordan leading the Chicago Bulls against Magic Johnson and the Los Angeles Lakers. Agreed?
Agreed. You've got everything. You have superstars at the top of their powers. You have a defending champion trying to win a second. You've got a Spurs team that really is the closest thing to a dynasty. Okay, the New England Patriots are the other one. Trying to win a fifth title. You have two coaches at the top of their games with Eric Spoelstra in Miami and, of course, the great and gruff Greg Popovich in San Antonio. It's going to be thrilling.
And do you think, as some are saying, that this is a new NBA versus old?
You know, it's portrayed that way. It's not altogether accurate. Yes, the Spurs' big three, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, are aging, although Parker is only 31, and he's at the height of his powers right now. And my God, if being in your mid to late 30s means you're aging, what does this mean for us, Robin? But, you know,
speak
for yourself. Yeah, I'm only 32. But the Spurs have always been cagey, and Popovich very smart about the minutes played to rest players, especially Tim Duncan, and they surround their big three with young guys who contribute a lot. On the other side, the Heat aren't exactly spring chickens. 10 of 15 on their roster are 30 and older. They are one of the NBA's oldest teams, and with 31-year-old Dwayne Wade hobbling through much of the playoffs, you know, the question is just as apt to ask whether this is the Heat's last chance to win with their big three.
Okay, well, just before you go, Tom Goldman, we know you've been following the latest twist in the performance-enhancing drug story in Major League Baseball. The owner of that anti-aging clinic in Miami now saying he's going to work with the MLB to talk about what players were doing in his clinic. It said that big-name players like Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braun could definitely be on the hot seat because of this new alliance between this owner of the clinic and the MLB. What do you think is next?
Well, what's next is that Major League Baseball needs to interview Tony Bosch, the founder of the clinic, and following that, it needs to interview all of these players, up to 20 players, who are connected in some way to Biogenesis, the now closed anti-aging clinic. Tuesday night, it seemed like, oh my God, there will be all these suspensions. We're now at Thursday, and some say that the Major League Baseball might not even take action for a couple of months.
Okay. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, we're going to take about a 30-second break. Still ahead, crossing the country in a solar-powered plane, slowly and praying for no clouds. That's coming up here and now.